It's been called the most obvious federal tax reform, eliminating subsidies to oil and gas companies. By one estimate, it would reduce the U.S. deficit by $41 billion over 10 years. In 2011, the Big Five oil companies earned a combined record profit of $137 billion. So with profits that large, why does the oil and gas industry need tax subsidies? Well, supporters say that eliminating the subsidies could threaten jobs at oil and gas companies. They say eliminating subsidies could put energy security at risk. For one perspective on that, we're joined by Stephen Horwitz, an economics professor at St. Lawrence University in New York. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Ross. Glad to be here.
What do you think about this fear that eliminating oil and gas subsidies could threaten jobs and hurt the oil companies?
Well, it's possible that a few jobs might get lost by this, but the reality is, as you suggest, there's no reason to treat these companies any different. The kinds of subsidies that they're getting are just another form of corporate welfare, and there's nothing special about the oil and gas industries that makes them particularly in need of these. Certainly, we have to be careful with those profit numbers because there's a lot of capital those firms invest, so we want to see what those are as a percentage of their total investment. But even so, these firms are doing fine. There's no reason to continue to subsidize them. Many of these subsidies date back to the 1920s or 30s and have sort of little to do with the kind of economy we're talking about today.
You know, there are those who say the energy industry is not like any other, and hurting it could hurt U.S. energy security.
Well, I think this whole energy security or energy independence stuff we have to be really careful about, too. I don't think there's any particular reason, sort of advantage to us producing all of our own energy. It doesn't make any more sense for the United States to be producing its own energy than it does for me to be sewing my own clothes or growing my own food, right? I mean, part of what we do in a market economy is we specialize and we trade. And if other people in other countries can produce energy more cheaply than we can, we should be buying it from them and producing the things that we want to produce. And there's no reason to continue to subsidize our oil industry. Same reason there's no reason to continue to subsidize our sugar industry or other, agricultural products in the United States.
Yeah, we do subsidize a whole lot of products in the United States. Are the subsidies to oil and gas any more egregious than any other subsidies we provide?
I don't think they're any more egregious. In fact, some ways they might be less egregious. I think one of the distinctions that gets overlooked here is there is at least in theory a difference between sort of straight handout subsidies to firms and the certain kinds of tax credits that sometimes firms get. The problem with the oil industry, a lot of these are sort of targeted tax credits for particular kinds of things. And the problem with that is, I'd like to see, my own view is that we could lower taxes on corporations and that'd be a good thing. It would be helpful for job creation and all that. But the point is that we want to treat them equally. We want to have the rule of law. We want to make sure that particular firms don't get specific kinds of benefits because they know the right politicians. And as we look across at these other kinds of subsidies too, right, you're absolutely right. There's no fundamental difference between subsidizing the oil industry and subsidizing, again, agriculture or whatever else.
Yeah. Stephen, you were telling us that if we were to eliminate the oil and gas subsidies beyond saving the money, there'd also be a symbolic value to it. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I think this is we're in a time and when we're looking at lots of partisan divide and we find it difficult for people to reach across the aisle or reach across ideological barriers to find agreement on issues. It seems to me corporate welfare is one of those places where people with lots of differing views, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, can find common ground by saying, you know what, of all the things government does, at least we can agree we shouldn't be giving handouts to rich, companies who are doing well in the marketplace. And so I think how much this would matter for the actual, saving money in the federal budget, not a lot, but as a symbol of saying, look, we can at least agree on this, and we can stop giving handouts and giving favoritism to firms that don't need it. I think the symbolic value of that to say, here's a place we can at least start that people can actually agree on, that's something that government shouldn't be doing. So that's one value of this.
You've been giving us all the reasons why this is a good idea. What about the real-life chances of it going through Congress, eliminating oil and gas subsidies? What do you think the chances are?
There's two problems here. One is that the companies who get these subsidies, and again, same thing with the agricultural ones, beneficiaries will fight very hard to keep the subsidies and the benefits that they have. And the benefits to the American people are a little bit more diffuse. It's hard to imagine people getting, too worked up to call their member of Congress about, getting rid of these. On the other hand, the oil companies will fight hard. The other problem, of course, is that many politicians depend upon support from the energy industry, both in terms of votes, but donations and other kinds of things. And they are reluctant to do things that will upset them. And I think, for me, the other part of this is it helps us understand an important difference between being pro-business and pro-market, right? I mean, people like me who like the marketplace and think free markets are good, right, we're actually not pro-business, and we'd like to get rid of these kind of subsidies and make these companies compete on even terms. And if they're going to make profits, at least let those profits be because they produce goods that consumers wanted to buy.
Yeah.
That's the key for me.
Stephen Horwitz, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Ross.
Stephen Horwitz, economics professor at St. Lawrence University in New York. We were talking about what some call the most obvious federal tax reform, eliminating subsidies to oil and gas companies.